Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good to talk right now in our regular weekly spot with my dear friend who covers the NBA. Does a great job. SiriusXM, HoopsCritic.com, at HoopsCritic on Twitter. You need to follow, watch, listen to all those things. We've been talking a lot of NBA tonight, especially on the heels of what the Cavs did to the Celtics. The Rockets just finished up kind of batting the Dallas Mavericks around for an evening in Houston. To talk about that and a whole lot more, I'm joined right now by Brian Geltzeiler here on CBS Sports Radio. Geltz, how are we doing tonight, buddy?
Happy Sunday, Shawnee. How we doing, buddy?
Doing good. I just tweeted out that the Rockets are 11-1 since they attacked the Clippers locker room like Jon Snow and the Wildlings.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, listen, they're making their big move here, right?
That's right.
One of those things, you know, it pulled it all together for that group. I don't know if Trevor Ariza's been the same since, but it's pulled it all together for everybody, huh?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We'll get on the Rockets in just a second, Geltz, but we've been wall to wall Cleveland and LeBron tonight, and I guess certainly want your thoughts on where you think this team is headed, but the thoughts on the trade deadline moves, and just how much credit do you give Colby Altman for just taking a look at this thing and going, you know what, I got to fix this thing, man.
Well, I give Colby Altman a lot of credit, because he executed everything. I give Dan Gilbert more credit for signing off on the extra money and for saying, hey, you know what, I'm not necessarily going to go spend money because LeBron James tells me to. By the same token, if I have a young GM here who sees that we're on a very bad path and puts a couple of things in place that forces me to take on some more money in luxury tax, you know what? If I'm going to trust my GM more than I'm going to trust this particular player at this stage of the game and what it ended up being. Listen, the thing about LeBron is all he wants is great players around him. And I'm not sure he has great players around him, but he has some decent pieces that fit. Now, listen, we got to not get carried away with what they did yet based upon one day's games. And they looked terrific today against Boston. I mean, they couldn't have looked better, frankly, on both ends of the floor. They played very good defense today as well, as good as they've played all year. But with that said, it's one game. We got to see how it all fits in. I will say this. The current set of personnel that they brought in here has LeBron playing a lot of four, and I think that's a great place for LeBron and a comfortable place for LeBron and an easy way to fit him around these other pieces. It's going to be harder to execute that when Kevin Love comes back. And as time goes on, you will see that this team needs that solid second scorer in Kevin Love. So we're still going to have some questions about how these pieces fit well into March and potentially early April until we see where Kevin Love kind of fits in and how that's going to look for the Cavs come playoff time.
Geltz, how would you does your rating or your probability that you would attach to the chances of LeBron staying in Cleveland move at all based on what's happened over the last 3 or 4 days?
A little bit. I mean, I'll say this. The fact that they got younger and more athletic helps them in terms of keeping LeBron for potentially one more year. Listen, what's going to happen, LeBron, what may happen to LeBron here in free agency is that he looks at a situation where the only viable place for him to leave and go is L.A. And if the Lakers, if he can't find that second partner, if Paul George decides that, you know what, I'm happy at OKC and I'm staying here, it's very hard to envision that second partner, short of Chris Paul saying, heck, I'm going to leave Houston and go with LeBron, which I don't think is going to happen. It's hard to see somebody jump with him. And if that's the case, then maybe he wants to roll it over to 18, where there's a whole new set of class of free agents, a different set of guys, and maybe it's Jimmy Butler he pairs up with at one point or another in L.A. So that possibility, along with the fact that all of a sudden this team got young, they got athletic, they're not without their deficiencies. They didn't check off every single box that they need to in these trades, but it was going to be impossible to do it that way. And if LeBron's invigorated enough with this new group and isn't playing with old guys and is playing with kids who are focused and looking to see what they can do to go as hard as they can go and have never been in real winning situations and have a chance here in Cleveland, if all that works for LeBron, I could see him staying one more year. But I will say this, he's not finishing his career in Cleveland. That's happening sooner rather than later. He's going to want to go somewhere where he's got a lot more control over the process. than he does right now in Cleveland. He had a lot of control for a long time, and he, you know, he's gotten upset and angry enough at Dan Gilbert that Dan Gilbert's not listening to him anymore.
It is interesting, though, Geltz. Like, I think a lot of times the average fan looks at this and they think, like, well, LeBron, it's called free agency. He can just choose to go wherever he wants to. And, you know, it's not – it ain't football and baseball, man. And the way that this league choked itself out 2 years ago with spending all that money, the number of places he can go to check all the boxes, Geltz, and I include, like, actually having cap space to do it as one of those boxes is – supremely minimal, it feels like, certainly this offseason and maybe even next offseason. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Listen, two-thirds of the teams in the league are capped out right now. And if he didn't go to L.A., the logical place to look at him to go is Houston. The problem is that somebody's going to have to take Ryan Anderson's contract off of your hands to have the cap space you're going to need to have for LeBron James. And even then it may be tough, considering Capella's in line for a big extension. Chris Paul's in line for a big extension. Listen, Tillman Fertitta is going to have to go deep into his pocket here, well into the luxury tax. So even there it's tough. But you're absolutely right. Listen, what happened in the summer of 2016 is going to have ramifications on this league well through when those contracts expire in 2020. First of all, you have players that think that they're calibrating their numbers based on what those guys made. I mean, poor Nerlens Noel, who really, for lack of a better term, was as dumb as the day was long. Okay, this past summer where he turned down 4 years and $70 million to sign a qualifying offer and embedded himself 1 year at $4 million. It's crazy. Listen, look what people were screaming that Lou Williams should have made an all-star team. He just signed an extension, 3 years, $24 million, $8 million a year, and was happy to do it. The money's just not out there like it was in prior years. So you look at teams having that wherewithal to clear enough cap space to sign LeBron and be a place that LeBron would want to go. I mean, people talk about Philadelphia. I can't see Philadelphia as a realistic destination for him at this stage. It's very, very limited where he can go and what he can do. And that's why this Laker thing continues to be so incredibly intriguing.
Yeah, no doubt. Brian Geltzeiler, HoopsCritic.com, at HoopsCritic. So lay that out. Lay that side of the equation out, Geltz, because that is one thing that Colby Altman did as he was making these trades is, in theory at least, considering Isaiah Thomas's contract is expiring and nobody expects the Lakers to re-sign him, he made it a little bit easier for the Lakers to go get two max stars, right?
He did. I mean, he gave the Lakers extra space. But listen, the thing is for Dan Gilbert in terms of doing it this way, understand something. He also put his team in a better situation if LeBron leaves. And I think Gilbert's attitude towards it was the right attitude. And listen, it is Colby Altman. You're right. He's making the deals. Dan Gilbert's signing off on every single one of these. This is
sure.
Dan Gilbert's financial decisions in terms of what we're going to do. And I think Gilbert looks at it like if he's going to leave, he's going to leave. It's not like I can't deal with a team. They'll find somebody else to dump this particular player to, and we're getting a really good deal. If we're going to keep him, I'm not going to worry about where he's going to go. And if we're going to lose him, I can't worry about where he's going to go. What I need to worry about is having the best situation possible to help make him stay. And if he leaves, have as good a situation as we can. And I think they did the best job of that. You know, listen, you look at who they brought in. Listen, George Hill's on the hook for $19 million next year. That could be enough to have LeBron opt in. They're going to have to pay Rodney Hood. Larry Nance has got another cost-controlled year for them, so that certainly helps. And Clarkson's got two more years at a reasonable number. Now, listen, they're a team that struggles defensively, and Clarkson is not a good defensive player. Larry Nance is going to help a lot playing five and being able to switch out the perimeter guys, and that certainly will help them a lot. George Hill fills a role and fits very well next to LeBron, and Rodney Hood's a very talented player that I just don't think, you know, people will understand or realize because of all the injuries he had in Utah, and I think he's really good. So, I mean, you look at what they did, and even forgetting about Hill for a minute, if LeBron leaves and Hill's only under contract for one more year, they have that core, Nance, Clarkson, Rodney Hood, and they still have that Brooklyn pick. Plus, listen,
yeah.
Shetty Osman was a guy David Griffin loves, and he drafted, and he told LeBron, trust me on him. LeBron kind of lost faith a little bit once they got rid of Griffin. Well, Osman has proven himself to be certainly a quality rotation player in a short amount of time for this team.
He has. He needs to stop trying to dunk, though.
No, that's true. Listen, he looks like me trying to dunk, right?
Did you see that today?
I did.
Oh,
I got more vertical than him on that one.
It was funny. Yeah, he misses the dunk, and then like two trips later, he gets like this scrappy rebound like underneath where he gets fouled. I'm like, that's the lane you need to stay in right there. Scrappy rebound and fouled guy. That's better than dunking for you, Osman.
That's much better than dunking for him. Absolutely. No doubt about it. He's like the long-haired Tyler Hansbrough, right?
Yes, yes, without the googly eyes. Brian Geltzeiler joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Geltz, before I let you go, so we saw the Cavaliers and the Celtics today. It's one game, so I'm not going to say, well, that's how they match up with the Celtics. It is just one game, but it looked pretty good. How do you think the Cavaliers match up with the Toronto Raptors?
I think the Raptors are the best team in the East. Shawnee, you know that. I've thought that for a good portion of the season. Mm-hmm. I think they match up better with them because they at least they can have a more of an athletic matchup. The Cavs before were, you know, with the Corvers and the Wades of the world and the Channing Frye's and even to a point Derrick Rose, this was an old, decrepit team. You inject some youth into this team and some athleticism, and it puts you in a better situation with the Toronto Raptors. So if you can match up with them athletically and you have LeBron James and they don't, and that's oversimplistic because DeMar DeRozan has stepped up to be really, to me, an MVP candidate, one of the six best players in the league this year. Really, he's been that good to me. You have DeRozan there, but nonetheless, you know, realize one thing. It's been 7 years, Shawnee, and no one has penetrated the finals ahead of LeBron James. And you look at where they are right now, and even if you're going to tell me they're in a dead heat with the Raptors or slightly behind, it's fair to say LeBron James is the great equalizer because, he's not over yet. He's 33 years old. And he's still playing well in the prime of his career. To think that somehow, some way, he's going to predict a fall-off and we haven't seen that doesn't make a lot of sense. So I will say this. I think it'd be a wonderful series if those two were in a conference final. I do think that, you know, listen, after today, it's hard to say. I can't just say that the Cavs are ahead of the Celtics quite yet, but I do think there are some fundamental flaws the Celtics have on the offensive end of the floor that will really, really hurt them come playoff time. The Raptors don't have those same flaws as long as they don't fall into old habits. Best thing that ever happened to Raptors, they paid Kyle Lowry because all of a sudden they decided the stats didn't matter and started playing unselfish basketball, and it's benefited everybody on that team. Be a great series. I would still favor the Raptors right now, but heck, you know, it's kind of dumb betting against LeBron James, Shawnee.
Yeah, no question. That's no doubt about that, Geltz. Just talking about these series has me all jazzed up for May and June. Brian Geltzeiler, HoopsCritic.com. You can give him a follow at HoopsCritic on Twitter, and you can catch him on SiriusXM. Geltz, you are the best. I appreciate it. We'll do it again next week.
Right back at you, Shawnee. Look forward to it, brother. Talk to you soon. Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.